And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service for now and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Sunday, the 26th of January, the birthday of the musician Andrew Ridgeley of Wham fame. He was born on this date in 1963 in Windlesham in Surrey, where the sun will rise today at 7:51 and set at 20 to 5. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off, then at 5:30 news briefing. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be dabbling in detective work with an unforgettable actor.
Charles Parrish.
Paris.
Big fan.
Well, such a fan, she got my name wrong.
Bill Nye stars as the actor and amateur sleuth, Charles Parrish.
I'd been filming a grimly unfunny comedy when a production assistant fell through a skylight.
Oh. A new four-part whodunit.
She got him so wound up he said he could kill her.
No, no chance.
What? Don't start.
Start what?
You know what?
People say things all the time without meaning they're literally going to kill.
She's right.
Charles Parrish, Situation Tragedy. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting tomorrow afternoon at 2:15.
Back to the here and now, and a very good morning to Helen Willits.
Tom, thank you very much. Hello there. Good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505. And today, Sunday, the 26th of January 2025, there are warnings of gales in all areas except Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected southeastern England, 974 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero, 40s Cromarty. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in Viking and north at zero. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. South or southwest, 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover. Southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South, veering southwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Plymouth and Biscay. Rain, moderate or poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, increasing storm 10 at times, then increasing violent storm 11 later in West Sole. Thundery showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 later in West Fastnet. Rain, moderate or poor. Irish Sea. South or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, occasionally violent storm 11 in south, rain or showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin. Variable 4 at first, except in south Rockall, occasionally easterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Rockall, rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides. Northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 4, then east 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Northwesterly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northeasterly 6 to gale 8 in south. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except in Faroes, then decreasing 4 at times. Wintry showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. And now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 26th of January 2025. Tyree automatic. West by south 5, recent precipitation 24 miles, 991 falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 4, slight rain, 30 miles, 984, now rising. Lerwick, south-southwest, 13 miles, 989, falling. Lucas, southwest 4, 30 miles, 994, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 4, 1001, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic, south 3, 11 miles, 1007. Jersey, south by east 5, 12 miles, 1006, falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south south east 6, 5 miles, 1003. Scilly automatic, south south east 7, 8 miles, 994, falling very rapidly. Valentia, east by south 5, 22 miles, 986, falling very rapidly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, 13 miles, 998, falling. Malinhead, south 4, 11 miles, 994, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Sunday the 26th of January 2025. The general situation: an area of low pressure over the northeast Atlantic will spread widespread rain and gales northeastwards across the United Kingdom during Sunday. The gales will be severe in places, with storm force winds likely for a time in the far southwest early in the day. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southeasterly 3 or 4, then increasing 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 again later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the north, then backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 for a time, showers then rain at times, good occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 for a time, showers then rain at times, good occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, then becoming cyclonic or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering southwesterly later and increasing severe gale 9 at times. Showers, then rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southerly 5 to 7, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, then veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 or storm 10 for a time at first, then occasionally 5 later, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in the west, then veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then veering southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 again later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly 4 or 6, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southerly 4 or 5, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8, veering southerly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7 for a time, occasionally gale 8 for a time in the North Channel, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintad, Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing easterly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 3 to 5 again later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, then rain, good occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northwesterly 6 to gale 8 at first in the north, otherwise westerly 3 to 5, backing easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first, then rain later, moderate or good. Tom, you can tell there's a storm on the way.
Thank you, Helen. Well, we'll get a catch up. We'll catch up with you in a few minutes as well. Thank you very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 26th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. The Chancellor says she wants to cut red tape to speed up the planning system and stimulate growth. Thousands of displaced Palestinians have been prevented from returning to northern Gaza after Israel accused Hamas of breaching the ceasefire deal. And in sport, the defending champion Jannik Sinner and Alexander Zverev will face each other in the Australian Open final. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has said environmental impact assessments for building homes and infrastructure in England are to be replaced with a new system in an attempt to speed up planning application approvals. The Treasury described the assessments as voluminous and costly documents. It said they would be replaced by simpler environmental outcome reports, which would save developers time and money while still protecting the environment. Our political correspondent Ian Watson says the announcement comes as Ms. Reeves prepares to deliver an important speech on growth on Wednesday.
Rachel Reeves says the government's number one priority is economic growth, but it's something which is easier to promise than to deliver. So she wants to give the impression that she's pulling out all the stops. She'll be changing environmental impact assessments on new developments, for example. This would mean that developers have to discuss their plans with fewer expert bodies, with less chance of them being vetoed. She also wants to see more housing development near transport hubs. And again, this should be something which is attractive to developers. But some people in her own party are a bit concerned about her green credentials, and they say she's increasingly looking desperate when it comes to trying to find ways to boost the economy.
Two cabinet ministers have written to major technology companies to warn them that dangerous and illegal content, including Al-Qaeda's training manual, remains easily accessible online. The Al-Qaeda document is viewed by Axel Rudi Cabana before he killed three girls in Southport last summer. The Home Secretary Yvette Cooper and the Technology Secretary Peter Kyle have told the companies they should remove such material urgently. Separately, the Home Office is to publish in the coming days a report looking at why no action was taken when Rudi Cabana was referred to the anti-extremism programme Prevent. The review is expected to show that specialist officers didn't think